This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Urzazi. Welcome you to Tafsir Bites. Tafsir Bites. This is today, inshallah تعالى, we're going to be with سورة النحل. سورة النحل. Alright. This is Tafsir Bites, Surat al-Nahl, inshaAllah. If you want to pull your notebooks, these series or these sessions are, as I keep always saying, mostly for people who are ilm savvy. You know, it's not for a layman. This is for really people who seek, you know, sound ilm so that they can join, inshaAllah ta'ala, and benefit from these sessions. You know, I always say that, you know, the tafsir may not be interesting for everyone. You know, the people who like the other topics such as, seerah or just, you know, things that gives them an iman boost. But tafsir, what's better than talking about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there anything better than talking about the book of Allah? And here in this tafsir, inshallah, I chose to do it, you know, in a very special way. I don't go deep into it. This is why we call it tafsir bites or bits, short, sweet, talking about, you know, the surah, for instance, talking about the time when it was revealed, the reason why it was revealed, and maybe the topic, you know, or the subject of the surah. So inshallah ta'ala, today is with surah an-nahl. So if you want to, you know, pull your books, notebooks, pens, and then maybe try to take some notes, inshaAllah ta'ala. All right. Surat An-Nahl, my brothers and sisters, let's start. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. It's number 16 in the Mus'haf, right? It's the number 16 in the Quran, Surat An-Nahl, or the bee. In Arabic, it's called, you know, Nahl, or An-Nahl means bees or bee. Nahlatun in Arabic, one bee. An-Nahl, bees, right? How many ayat does it have? 128 verses. 128 verses from the Quran, of the verses of Surat An-Nahl, and you can find it in Juz 14. Juz 14 from the Quran. The Quran is 30 juz. So Surat An-Nahl is juz number 14, and tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be moving with Surat Al-Isra. Subhanallah, Surat Al-Isra. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day of Allah. So Friday, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be with Surat Al-Isra. So we are in Surat An-Nahl, verse 128 verses. It's number 16 in the Mus'haf, and it's in Juz 14, and it is a Makki Surah, except one ayah, which is a Madani ayah. I have explained this in the very, very beginning of my series, you know, the series called Tafsir Bites, the difference between Madani Surah and a Makki Surah. You know, and the four types of surahs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, spoke about in the Quran. There are four types of surahs, and there are surahs which are Makki and surahs which are Madani. Meaning, the surahs that are Makki are being revealed in Mecca, and the surahs that are Madani are revealed in Medina. As simple as that. So Surah An-Nahl is a Makki surah except verse 110. Verse number 110 is a Madani. So that's why this is interesting. Subhanallah, in the Quran, you will have, let's say, one surah. Some of it was revealed in Mecca, and some of it is revealed in Medina. There's some surahs who are fully, all of them are revealed in Mecca, and some are all revealed in Medina. And some surahs, you have some ayat revealed in Mecca, and some revealed in Medina, subhanallah, depending on the reason of the revelation, you know, or the circumstance of that revelation, right? So this is why when you study tafsir, you get to understand. You get to understand, you know, these surahs that you read, the Quran that you read, the ayah that you read, you know, and once you go deep into the tafsir, you will understand, oh, this ayah was revealed in Mecca because of this incident that happened. Or this ayah was revealed in Medina because of this incident that happened. And so on and so forth. So Surat An-Nahl, the bees, is a Makki surah except verse 110, which is a Madani ayah. And it is called An-Nahl, the bees. It has also another name. It is called An-Na'am. the bees are an-na'am, an-nahl, right? So Surah An-Nahl has two names, bees, because the bees are mentioned in it. And this is amazing, really. Once you understand this beautiful surah, Surah An-Nahl, it has so many amazing ayat. And also Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the bees and talks about the, you know, the honey and the different types of honeys. And sometimes people, they wonder, they say, oh, does honey cure all diseases? Because the Prophet says about honey, and Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about honey in the Quran, fihi shifa. So does that mean that honey, you know, cures all diseases or only certain diseases? Right? So we'll talk quickly about that as well. And it is also called Surat Al-Na'am, or blessings, or ni'am, ni'am, not ni'am, 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 blessings, because it talks about a lot of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The surah is from Al-Mi'in. Al-Mi'in. What's Al-Mi'in? Those of you who are new, those of you who've been attending the series, do you understand what Mi'in means? Four types of surahs in the Quran. As-Sab' al-Tawal, the seven long ones, like Surah Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, Al-Ma'idah, Al-A'raf, you know, those are considered, you know, seven, they're called Al-Sab' al-Tawal, the seven long ones. They're over 100 you know, verses. And then next to them come Al-Mi'in, from Mi'ah, from 100. Al-Mi'in. So this surah, because it has 128 verses, so it is considered to be from Al-Mi'in. And then after the Mi'in, you know, what's Al-Mi'in? Comes from Mi'ah, meaning 100. Any surah that has about 100 verses, more or less, it is considered to be from Al-Mi'in. And then you have something called Al-Mathani. Those who are below 100 called Al-Mathani. And then the very short ones are called Al-Mufassal in the Quran. So these are four types of surahs in the Quran. You will not find any other type. Only four. Right. And this Surah Nahl is from Al-Mi'in because it has 128, so a little bit over 100. We cannot say it's from the Sab' al-Tawal because Sab' al-Tawal are from the, you know, way beyond, you know, 150 ayat and so on. But in terms of its revelation, what's its number? In the Mus'haf is in number 14, as I mentioned, in the Mus'haf, in the Quran. But in terms of revelation, it is considered to be 71. 71, according to the majority of the scholars. They say it's, you know, it's 70, it's number 71, because we have 114 surahs in the Quran, right? 114 surahs in the Quran, or chapters. Surah An-Nahl is, it is considered to be chapter 71 in terms of its revelation, right? It is Makki surah, as I mentioned, except one verse. You know, in Surah An-Nahl, verse 110, ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا فُتِنُوا ثُمَّ جَاهَدُوا وَصَبْرُوا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in that ayah that was revealed in Medina, then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about those who have migrated after they were, you know, persecuted, or after they were tried, and then they struggled, and then they showed patience. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ بِهِمْ لَغَفُورٌ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal is merciful towards them and forgiver subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal revealed that ayah in Medina, but the rest of the surah, it's all in Mecca. Okay. The surah, what are the reasons for the surah to be, you know, because every surah has some sort of reasons why it was revealed. The surah has four reasons why it was revealed. Four. Two with regard to the struggle with the mushriks, with the non-believers, and two pertinent to the, you know, Madani era. Two reasons pertinent to the Madani era, and two main reasons pertinent to the struggle with the Mushrikeen. The surah starts with a statement. I mentioned this in the very beginning of this series, that, you know, the ulama, they have described that there are 10, or indicated they have 10 types of introductions in the Quran. If you look at all the surahs in the Quran, there are 10 types of introductions. Some start with Alif Lam Mim. What do we call those? Huruf al-Tahajji, like Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim. So, you know, they're called Huruf al-Tahajji. Some surah starts with praise, Alhamdulillah alladhi, you know, like Surah Al-Kahf. It starts with Alhamd. There's some that start with Subhan. Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi, like Surah Al-Isra. Right? This surah starts with Ata amrullah fala tasta'jilu. The order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come. So Allah Azza wa Jal starts with some sort of a statement. In the surah, Surah Nahl, it starts with a statement. Let's go and talk deeply about the surah itself. The surah, my brothers and sisters, is split into two sections. I will summarize them nicely for you. Two sections, Surah Nahl. We're talking about Surah Nahl today. Two sections. The first section starts from verse number 1 to verse number 89. Verse number 1 to verse number 89. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts by clearing himself from any shirk, the futine atheism. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tanzih min ash-shirk. He, you know, cleans himself from any, you know, those who associate someone with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jalla starts with that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verse number 1. And then he starts talking about the ni'am of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The ni'am, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. In Surah, in verse number 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا لَكُمْ فَفِيهَا دِفْءٌ وَمَنَافِعٌ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, the cattle. No, he's talking about his ni'am, his blessings. One of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that we tend to take for granted. A lot of us take things, you know, like this for granted. Things like what? Al-An'am, the cattle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the cattle, he has created it for you. There, you could use it not only for food, you know, for means of sustenance, but also for warmth. For warmth, to use their skin for warmth. And numerous other blessings. Numerous other blessings. So Allah is just talking about the cattle. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about other ni'am, other blessings, like وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَ. Verse number 8. Allah is just talks about the horses, the mules, the donkeys for you to ride and adornment. You know, at the time, whoever owns a horse, as if today you're owning a Cadillac? Not even a Cadillac. What are you talking about? A Cadillac. You're owning a high fancy car? A Lamborghini? A Ferrari? Yeah. Whosoever, right, owns, a horse at the time, or a she camel, you know, at the time, is as if you own today a very, very beautiful car. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about al khayl, the horses, al bighal, the mules, wal hamir, and the donkeys, right? لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَ, so that you can ride it and also to use it as adornment. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks, you know, he starts talking about other stuff, other ni'am of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Like, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لَكُمْ فِيهِ شَرَابٌ وَمِنْهُ شَجَرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is the one who sent down from the sky, مَا لَكُمْ, rain, water, so that you can drink from it. And it grows, what grows? Using the water to grow your vegetation. These are ni'am of Allah Azza wa Jal that we tend to take for granted. Rain. We cannot survive without rain. Can you? Nobody can survive without rain. So Allah Azza wa Jal is talking about all these blessings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, and he wants us to ponder. He wants us to ponder about his blessings. He mentioned, you know, initially the cattle. Then he mentioned al-khayl, wal-bighal, wal-hamir. He mentioned the mules, donkeys, and horses. And I just explained the fact that whoever owned the horse at the time, as if you own a Lamborghini today, or a Ferrari, or a Rolls Royce, or whatnot. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about other ni'am, like the rain. Now, we cannot survive without rain. We cannot survive without water, right? So this water that you drink from it, and then you use it to grow your vegetations and whatnot. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla from there on talks about other ni'am, other blessings, like what? هُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الْبَحْرَ لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا وَتَسْتَخْرِجُوا حِلْيَةً مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla beautifully talks about the oceans. Do you know that oceans are ni'am, blessings from Allah Azza wa Jalla? Oceans, they're blessings from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, he is the one who blessed you with these oceans. Why? so that you can eat from, you know, from what's in it, like the fish. This is why, and this is a fiqhi matter now, anything that comes out from the ocean is eatable. Yeah, and in terms of fish, not gems, not rocks, not sand, but fish, even shrimp. But hold on, Sheikh. Hanafi madhab, they say that, you know, shrimp are not supposed to be eating them. You know, it's the haram. Who says? Allah Azza wa Jalla says that in the Quran, and the Prophet Muhammad also mentions that in the Hadith, that anything that comes from the ocean, you know, in terms of meat, fish, you can eat. It's halal. It is halal and tayyib and mubarakan, including shrimp and prawns. And I love shrimp. And I love prawns. I know I do, yes. So I'm sorry, you know, if you tell me Hanafi, Shafi'i, there is no such thing. We go with the sound opinion and we have a clear evidence from the Quran. Right? So, octopus is halal. What are you talking about? Octopus is one of my favorites. It goes with, you know, seafood. You know, like you can, you know, seafood paella or seafood, you know, now we have something called, what, you guys don't have seafood biryani? Seafood biryani? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Seafood biryani, make it up, it's a new thing. You know, I invented it today, I just invented it. Seafood biryani, you know, make that. Seafood pizza, right? Yeah, why not, you know? Octopus, you know, calamaris, you know, whatever. Anyways, my brothers and sisters, I'm not going to go deep into this and that. You know, I'm talking about tafsir, right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his ni'am, more about his ni'am, his blessings. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessing that you are from, that you are living with, you know, any blessing that is subhanallah, that is that you've been blessed with, is from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Any blessings that you are enjoying, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessings that you are enjoying, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not relate that blessing to yourself or to your intellectuals or to your intelligence. Everything you should relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because everything comes from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, in the same session or section, the same, because we said we have two sections in Surah An-Na'l. We're still talking about the very first section. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the bees. The bees, al-Nahl. وَأَوْحَى in verse number 68. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِ مِنَ الْبُيُوتِ جِبَالًا أَنِ اتَّخِذِ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, your Lord, has inspired the bees to take, you know, from their habitations in the mountains and in the trees. And subhanAllah, when you look at the bees, there are different types of bees, right? Different types of hives, from the mountains, from gardens, flowers. Bees that grow on the mountains are different than the you know, the honey that they produce are different from the bees that grow in farms and whatnot. This different. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the other ayah with regard to the honey, he says, يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس. Allah, very beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then comes out from their bellies a drink varying in colors. So when you see white honey versus brown honey versus black honey, right? These are, definitely could be genuine honey. It's not like because you have white honey and then you see black honey and you say, oh, the white honey is fake or the brown honey is fake. All those honeys could be genuine because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they come in, you know, this honey that comes out from their bellies have different colors. Those that grow in the mountain produce different honeys than those that grow in the farms, for instance, or those that grow in trees. Right, or those that grow so different, and these honey, subhanAllah, each could be used for a different purpose. Ajib. And then Allah beautifully said at the end, "Fihi shifa'ul linnas." In it is a shifa to people. In it is a cure to people. A man came to the Prophet Muhammad and says, Ya Rasulullah, my brother, I don't answer questions now because I'm in the middle of my thing, so I won't be able to answer any questions until I'm done, inshallah ta'ala. A man came to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, and then he came and he says, Ya Rasulullah, my brother is sick. My brother is sick. Then the Prophet says, Isqihi turab, isqihi nahl. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Isqihi asal. You see, my mind now, I mean, don't ask me questions now, ask me at the end, inshallah ta'ala, because I want to keep my focus. He says, Ya Rasulullah, my brother is sick. He has a belly problem, you know, stomach ache. Then the Prophet told him, tell your brother, you know, isqihi asal, give him asal, give him honey. Then he came back, says, Ya Rasulullah, he's still aching, you know, his belly. He says, give him honey. Give him honey. He went and he came back for the third time. He says, Ya Rasulullah, he's still sick. He says, give him honey. Your brother's tummy has lied and Allah spoke the truth. Give him honey. Then he came back. He says, Ya Rasulullah, he's fine. He's fine now. The ulama, they have a discrepancy with regard to this hadith. They said, why he kept on coming back? And the Prophet kept saying, go back and give him honey, give him honey. They said, one opinion was that maybe he did not consume the right amount of honey. That's why he kept on getting that ache, that stomach ache. Maybe he did not eat the right amount of honey. Or another opinion says that maybe he did not eat honey with the intention of shifa. Allahu Akbar. Honey, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fihi shifa. In it there is a cure. There is a cure. So here, the two opinions are, either he did not take the appropriate amount of honey, that's why he kept on going back and say, feed him honey, or he did not have the appropriate niyyah, intention, to eat honey with the niyyah of shifa. But honey, in it, there is shifa, inshaAllah ta'ala. So that's in first section. The second section starts from verse number 90 to verse number 128. Verse number 90 to verse number 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders justice and ihsan and excellence. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits evil deeds and sexual acts or obscenity, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in the second section of Surah An-Nahl, from verse number 90 to verse number 128, yani until the end of the surah. Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adl, Allah Azza wa Jal orders justice and excellence, ihsan. And Allah Azza wa Jal prohibits evil doing and obscenity, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the oath. When you make an oath, you have to keep that oath. وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ. Fulfill the covenant. When you make a promise, fulfill that promise. And if you cannot make a promise, sisters and brothers, don't make it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the day of judgment, He will hold you responsible about every promise that you said you're going to make and you did not keep. If you cannot keep a promise, don't make it. If you thought you were going to keep that promise and something happened and you couldn't, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not hold you responsible for something that you really could not do. But if, because a lot of us, subhanAllah, a lot of people, a lot of Muslims, sometimes they make promises that they cannot keep and then they end up breaking them. And the Prophet Muhammad talks about the signs of the hypocrites, right? He talks about the signs of the hypocrites. And one of the signs of the hypocrites, إِذَا عَهَدَ أَخْلَفْ. When he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَهَدْتُمْ. And fulfill the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And break not your oath. وَلَا تَكُونُوا. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says something really beautiful here. Sisters and brothers, listen to this. When people, they ask you, I'm going to be live on Islam channel on the UK, in the UK, next week, inshallah. They called me, Islam channel in the UK. You can even get that on online, or if you have, in the UK, you know, everybody can get that. I'm going to be talking about the signs of, or you know, how can a person, right after Ramadan, stay, and keep up that boost, that energy right after Ramadan, because in Ramadan, normally people do a lot of ibadat, but right after Ramadan, sometimes people, they tend to just go back down and then, and quit. So how can you keep up that boost, that energy? We'll be talking about that, inshallah ta'ala, next Monday, right? So here, Allah Azza wa Jalla, why did I mention this? Because Allah mentioned something really beautiful here in this ayah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَةٍ. Sisters, even brothers, those of you who do knitting, knitting, you guys, Layla, maybe you do knitting, or Farah, whoever is there, Amina, do you guys do knitting, like knitting, right? So Allah is just giving this beautiful example of about a woman who's been doing, she was knitting, right? She's doing knitting, like Yashmin. Okay, you do that. You do knitting. So imagine you've been trying to, do like make a shirt or maybe some sort of clothing, ornament or whatnot, with your with with that knitting, and then the Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and who undoes the thread while she has spun after it has become strong, meaning here. Allah is saying, don't be like the one who's been knitting, knitting, knitting until that thread becomes so strong. And then she, after it becomes so strong, she spawns it and then it just breaks. She spends so much time doing it, right? Knitting, knitting. And then at the very end, she let go and then all that thread opened up. And then she messed up everything. She gets to have to start all over again. She's like a waste of time. A waste of time. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving that analogy. Don't be like that one. So in Ramadan is a beautiful example. Don't be like that lady. In Ramadan for 30 days, 30 days, you've been working so hard and praying and doing sadaqah and qiyam al-layl. So you're working so hard, and then at the very end, after Ramadan, you just drop everything. Everything you earned, gone. Right? So Allah said, don't be like that lady. Don't be like that. So look, this is all in the Quran. And this is why I said, when you learn the Quran, when you read the Quran, when you read the tafsir, it will help you, in your khushu', in your salah. It will help you understand more the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says at the end, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. Surah, verse number 96 from Surah Nahl. He says beautifully, and I use this example, I use this ayah when I do fundraisings. When I do fundraisings, I use this ayah a lot. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. Whatever you have, it will be exhausted. But whatever Allah has will never be exhausted. Your wealth, it will be exhausted one day. It will be gone. Right? But whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has, it will never be exhausted. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من عمل عملا من من عمل عمل صالحا من ذكر أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. Whosoever works righteousness from male and female and he's a believer, he shall, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he shall, bless him with a beautiful life. حياة طيبة. Beautiful life. We all want that beautiful life, that peaceful life, that serene life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أنثى. Whoever works righteousness from male or female and he's a believer, work righteousness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you live this beautiful, sound life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ حَلَلًا طَيِّبًا وَشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. He says, and consume and eat from whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you. حَلَلًا طَيِّبًا, that which is halal, طَيِّب. And when you do that, praise Allah and thank Allah for His ni'am. This is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah blesses a person whenever he eats something, he says, Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. You eat something, you say, Alhamdulillah. You drink something, you say, Alhamdulillah. Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses that person. So Allah in the Quran, he's saying that. He says, eat from whatever Allah has blessed you with in terms of halal, tayyib. And then, washkuru ni'mat Allah. And be grateful for the ni'am of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Be grateful of the ni'am of Allah. So this is, in a nutshell, a summary of Surah An-Nahl, my brothers and sisters. I hope you will find it, inshallah ta'ala, beneficial. Again, for those of you who came in late, you can go back and, and watch this session. It's a beautiful summary of Surah An-Nahl. a summary in less than half an hour. Alhamdulillah, you can always go back. And I know Surah Nahl, it's Surah number 14 in the Quran. It was revealed, it was in terms of the revelation, is Surah number, what is it? What did we say? Was seven, was it? What was it? I forgot. What was number? 71. In terms of its revelation, it is Makki Surah. It is a Makki Surah, except verse number 110. It's Madani Surah, and it has 128 verses, and it's in Juz number 14. Juz number 14. So this is, in a nutshell, my brothers and sisters, summary of Surah An-Nahl. Inshallah ta'ala, Friday will be with Surah Al-Isra. Surah Al-Isra. Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. What a beautiful surah. And after that will be Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah ta'ala. All right, my brothers and sisters, jazakumullah khair. I will see you later on today. I know this is lower attendance for tafsir, and there's maybe inshallah ta'ala bigger attendance in the homemade happiness series, which we will have later on today at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, inshallah. You know, this is it's called homemade happiness. And it will be episode number 11, inshallah ta'ala, more about parents. And right after the parents, we'll be talking about husbands and wives, inshallah. So you do not really want to miss it. You do not want to miss tonight's session, inshallah, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. 12 o'clock midnight, Belgium time. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Facebook right here. Instagram right there. Facebook. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.